Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. If you're listening to this real time, happy 4th of July. I hope you have an incredible time and you're able to connect with friends or family or just have a change of pace for the week. And I do want to remind you that this Sunday, the Sunday right after 4th of July, we're online only. And so join us at live.sugarhill.church. And we would love for you to be able to circle up with some people and enjoy the day and be able to have a time of reflection. It's going to be fantastic. So join us this Sunday online only at live.sugarhill.church. And the very next Sunday, we'll be back in person at 9:15 or 11. Well, in Philippians 2, Paul challenges us to adopt this radical mindset, one that actually regards others as more important than ourselves. In fact, what he says in Philippians 2, verse 3, is to do nothing from selfish or ambition or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, count others as more significant than ourselves. Now, this goes against our natural bent, and it's this idea of prioritizing others instead of our own interests, our own desires. But he doesn't stop there. He also instructs us to actively look out for the interest of others. In other words, it's not enough simply to refrain from selfishness, but instead we must proactively seek ways to serve and to bless those around us. This is the heart of the second question we should ask ourselves is, who can I serve? Now, Jesus modeled this. He had this servant-hearted approach to every area of his ministry. He invested deeply in his disciples. He allowed them to witness his teaching, his prayer, his life, and his compassion up close and personal. More than simply preaching a message, Jesus embodied the good news message through his sacrificial love and his concern for other people. His life was the message. Now, when we follow his example and we find practical ways to serve, something happens. Our joy increases. Whether it's volunteering at a local ministry, helping a coworker with a project, or simply taking time to listen to a friend, putting others first leads to greater sense of purpose and fulfillment. As one woman testified after leaving her high-paying job to serve in a nonprofit, she said it was half the pay, but double the joy. Now, the principle is especially important for young people to grasp. When teenagers are given the opportunity to contribute in church and pour into others, it can be one of those pivotal steps in their spiritual growth. Serving takes their faith beyond the classroom and allows them to experience the thrill of being used by God himself. Even those seemingly small acts like running sound or making copies can ignite a passion for ministry that lasts a long time. So today I want to invite you to ask this question, who can I serve? Whether it's in our homes, our workplace, our schools, our community, there are always people who would benefit from our time, our talent, and our attention. And as we seek to bless others, what I think we'll find is that the secret to a life of genuine joy and purpose is through blessing others. So today, I want to encourage you to ask God to open your eyes to the needs around you and to ask him to give you a willing heart to meet those needs. Let us experience the truth of Jesus' words when he said, "It is more blessed to give than it is to receive." Thanks for being here today. We hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.